listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Bible Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker, First Church Fivefold Fellowship, bringing you the true word of God. It is and always will be the word of God that we need to sustain us, to hold us, and to keep us. Nothing but the word of God. I always say, and this is our motto, wherever you are, if you are able, lift your hands up in the air and repeat after me. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what my enemy throws at me, no matter what he brings, I know that I will have my joy. Something that he cannot steal, something that he cannot take. It is the joy of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me. And we can be reached at 772-777-4431 at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. Our website is church5.com, and our Sunday morning service is that start at 10:30 for our Sunday school. Our morning service start at 11:30 a.m. and our Bible study start at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night, but we have canceled our Bible study until October the 1st. And you can also hear us on Sunday morning on blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker. And you can also reach us at the studio at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. And if you would like to send us a donation or like to be a part of our underwriters of this program, you can send us a donation or contact us at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And if you want us to pray for you, you can send us an email or send us a prayer request at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And that will be our website. And we would like to thank Robert Joseph, Remed Pharmacy, for being an underwriter of this program of the True Word of God. And they are located at 10163 U.S. Highway in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-333-2740 for all your medical needs. And make sure that you give us a call at our 772-777-4431 for your prayer requests. I just want to know where the location of the church. And if it's an emergency and you really need prayer, you can call me at 561-718-2361. That is my cell number. And I know that when we pray and we talk to God, God will move. He always does, because he always a God of his word. So today we wanted to continue with our program. And we're going to come with a topic today, I think, that is very necessary for everybody who wants to live right for Jesus and who want to walk right for Jesus. And it is, how do we live a righteous life? How do we live? How can I stay righteous and holy before the Lord at all times? How can I just be able to let my righteousness shine no matter where I go, no matter where I am, no matter what situation I am, that I can live a righteous life? Because that is God's desire, that we live a holy and a righteous life. So now, if we will look closely at Isaiah, if you have your Bibles and you're riding in the automobile, and write it down, you can take your phone and you can record this on your phone, because they got these smartphones now, they do just about everything. So now, Isaiah 6, chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 1 through 12. Pastor, I would like to call you an apostle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm going to decree and declare it right now. But Pastor Betty, can you read us the scripture this morning, this afternoon, this morning?
Amen. We are starting at Isaiah 6 chapter, verse 1. And it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up.
Yes.
And his train filled the temple.
Yes, yes.
Above it, the seraphims, each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. And with two, he covered his feet. And with two, he did fly. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
My God.
"And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke."
Thank you, Jesus.
"Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
Thank you, Jesus.
"Then I flew of the seraphims to me, having a live coal in his hand, which had taken with tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, 'Lo, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged.'"
Yes. Amen.
And verse 8, I just want to add, Apostle, is, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here I am, send me.'"
Amen. You know what? I'm just going to continue with the last three verses right there. And verse 9 says, "And he said, 'Go, tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not. See you indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat. Make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart their covenant and be healed.' Then said the Lord, 'How long?' He answered, 'Until the city be wasted without inhabitant, the houses without man, the land be utterly
desolate.
And the Lord has removed men far away. There will be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. But yet, and it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as the ten tree and as the oak, whose subject is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be subject of thereof.'" So this kind of reminds me of a vision a long time ago that God has given me when I first came into the ministry, that I had this vision of the church, and this dark cloud just hovered all over the church. And folks begin to just run out, the church begin to run out. And I understand this great falling away. But then there was a small remnant, a tenth, as the Bible says, a tenth that was left, that will teach those that want to come back into the house of God, and teach them right and teach them holy. So now, if we was to look at the experience of Isaiah the prophet, and this will also teach us how to use steps to leave our life of compromise and to be rekindled, to live a holy life dedicated to God. So there's four steps in here that we need to know, that we need to learn, that we need to go, so that we can be dedicated, so that we can live a righteous life for Jesus Christ, for the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, who died for us on the sin. And if you look at Isaiah 6:1-4, it says that, "I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, loft and exalted." That means that when we meet God, we become acquainted with his righteous standard. So now let's park the bus right there for a moment, because we need to understand God does set a standard that we must follow. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Yes. Yes, that, he does.
You can't go out and do and say whatever you want to do, because God set a standard. And we need to know what the standard of God is. And I just had a meeting with the men's in our church. And I was explaining to them that God has put me and my wife on a standard. And we require everybody else to follow the same standard that God has set for us. So it's certain things that we must do in order so that we do not bring no shame unto the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So that means that when I go out, I can't be gawking and looking at all these different windows. I have to set, I have to be above.
That's right.
What everybody else said.
That's right. We have to walk and we got live. To,
come on now.
If we are women and men of the cloth.
Yes, come on.
And we speak and teach the word of God.
Yes, yes.
Then that standard ought to say what? We are righteous.
Come on now.
In the eyes of God.
Because, come on
see,
now.
When, one thing I know, you know, leaders yes. think that they're getting by.
Yes, come on, come
but
on,
but they're
Pastor.
Not getting by because, yes. you know, you want to preach the word and yes. go out there and live
yes.
another a yes. separate life from the word.
Can't do it.
You cannot do it.
Can't do it.
There's punishment.
Yes.
You know, even though you may be saving souls,
yes.
but guess what? There's many pastors that have lost their life.
Come on now.
Because of them not walking yes. righteous. There's premature death
yes.
because we are not walking righteous. There's yes. things that happens to us because we are not walking righteous.
Yes, yes, yes.
You
yes.
have to preach and teach this gospel
now.
And lead people according to the word of God.
Yes.
Not according to man, but
yes.
according to God.
Yes.
And abide by the standard that he holds us accountable to.
Yes, yes. And what I'm telling the men in the church is that we as menfolk need to set the example for other young men so that our life and standards should be where they want to pattern out their lives after our lives. And one of my requirements is that you must treat your wife right. In the church, out of the church, by yourself, in the grocery store, wherever you go, you still love your wife and you treat her right. Because we never know who's going to come into the house of God.
Or who's watching.
Who's
Amen.
Who's watching.
That's right.
And
everybody's
got,
watching.
And these standards is also to let the young ladies know what is a healthy relationship. There's a lot of young ladies today don't know what a healthy relationship is because of how some men have been taught, how some men have been raised up, how they treat them. So we got to learn. So God has set a standard. And here's the pecking order for those who don't understand. It's God, family, then church. That is the pecking order. Some of us, we put God in church and then put family. You can't neglect your family because you go back into Genesis, it was God and Adam. God and Eve, there was the family. It was a relationship that God had, a direct relationship with Adam and Eve, and it was a direct relationship with the family. Then came the church. The church came about because the children of God saw others had these churches and temples, and they wanted to build God a temple. And God said, why do you want to build me a temple? You can't house me. So in this, we got to understand that Isaiah is trying to teach us how to live that when we meet God.
Yes.
See, first of all, you got to meet God. Come on now. You got to meet him. And once you meet him, you got to understand that it's a standard because our God said hi. And we always say that we serve a big God. Come on, folks. Take God out of the box. We got to stop trying to put God in a box. Stop trying to think small, but think big because we serve a big God. And he said, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofted and exalted. That's step number one. Meet God. When you say that you're ready to serve God, you got to meet God.
And when you're ready to meet God, yeah. that means that you have to really come clean
come
with yourself.
Come on.
You
come
know,
on, Pastor.
You know, we can lie to man, but yeah. we can't lie to God because God knows the heart.
Yeah.
He sees the heart of man. He sees your heart. So if you're trying to meet God, then meet him all the way.
All the way.
You know, forsake others. Just say, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
I give my life to you.
Yes, Lord.
I repent for everything
yes,
that
Lord.
I've done, every
yes,
wrong
Lord.
Thing, everything that I know about, what I've done, everything that I don't know about, that's in my heart,
yes,
things
Lord.
That I'm harboring in my heart. Lord, purge me, cleanse me. Here I am. I want to be used by
yes,
you.
Yes.
And see, this is why we don't see the manifestations of
now.
God in the church
yes.
because of the heart
of the
leader. if God is going to use the leader for his glory,
yes,
then guess what? Then you are representing the priesthood of Christ.
Yes.
It's like it's like when they had to tie the rope around the priest.
Come on now.
And when the priest went into the temple, and then he met God. Why did they tie that rope around the priest's waist?
Come on now.
Because if he went in there and he lied and his heart wasn't right, they had to drag him out.
Drag him out. Drop dead. Pull him out. And send in the next one.
So then they send in the next one.
Yes.
But you see, this is what I'm saying. When you go, when you meet God,
yes,
you have to be righteous before God.
Yes. You got to be right. Your heart had to be pure. And when we meet God, what God was telling us, he will give us the purpose for what we need to do. And our purpose, the main purpose, is that we need to praise and exalt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to praise and exalt our Heavenly Father. That is the purpose. And our service is to serve those that are willingness and the churnless. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what you call pure religion. So that when we meet God and say, God, I'm here now, Lord. What do you want me to do? Lord, I'm ready to surrender, Lord. I'm ready to give my all in all. Lord, I'm ready to forsake my mother and my father. Lord, I'm ready to forsake my all just for you, Lord. And that's when we begin to be dedicated. And that's when God began to move in you.
And manifest.
Lord, and like I say, Lord, send me. God can say, who can I send?
Who can I send?
Who can I send? Lord, send me. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to give them the front line. Lord, send me. So I know if I go, everything is already being prepared. And that's the problem that we have, Pastor, because we are so afraid of what folks going to say. We are so afraid of what folks going to do. We're so afraid whether or not they're going to see the word of God. But God has taught me, if I was bold for Satan, I can be bold for God.
In other words, we're man pleasers instead of God pleasers.
That's right.
Okay.
Pleasing men. I ain't here to please no man. If you think I'm going to please you, you got the wrong pastor. Because I'm going to tell you, thus says the Lord, and it is the word of God. And I know that truth will make you mad. I know the truth will get you upset. But yet, the truth will make you free. Come on, somebody. It will make you. See, some people need to hear the truth. We need to stop. Leaders, we need to start sugarcoating the word of God and tell them the truth. Because that's what God does. God told you the truth. Now, we need to tell the truth. We need to be able to, but you tell him in love now. No, don't get me wrong now, but you tell him in love. But you still say, thus says the Lord. And if what you say, it ain't about your opinion.
Pastors, what I do understand is, Apostle Whitaker, is that the reasons, I'm just going to give some reasons why leaders do not want to step on the toes of their deacons or their deaconesses is because they're bringing in the money.
Yes, come on.
We have the resources that is funding the church.
Yes.
So we don't want to upset these people by telling them the truth because we don't want to cut out the funds.
Come on now.
But if they are leaders in the church and they're leading according to God, people are looking up to them. So you can't mistreat your wife. And you are a leader, a leader in the church.
Yes.
And then the congregation are looking at you and saying, well, he's doing XYZ to his wife. Then, you know, maybe this is the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sin flows down.
Yes, it does.
I don't want to be held accountable for nobody losing their life I know God is going to judge me more harshly than he judges.
Yes.
Yes. The congregation.
Yes.
Why? Because we're leaders.
We're leaders.
You have to lead by example.
Lead by example. Yes. And we go to Isaiah 6, and listen what Isaiah says. Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I'm living among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So now what Isaiah is trying to get us to understand that he saw his true self. We need to look at our true self and see who we really are. And I know that I was a wretched man. I know that I was not living right. I know that things was not right in my life. So I needed to change. And that's what God will do to you. He will allow you to see your true self. And when you look into the mirror and see yourself, you feel ashamed. You feel embarrassed for the type of person that you are. But yet God does not want us to wallow into that
self-pity.
But it's there for let us know who we are. There need to be a change about your life. I know right now somebody probably looked in the mirror and looked at themselves. And maybe you're tired of going through what you're going through. Maybe you're tired of that same situation. Maybe you're tired of doing the things that you were doing and you don't know how to change. But this is the way that we can change. Now, God has revealed to us who we really are so that we can see our true heart that's on the inside of us. Not what we pretend and not what we make up, but what we are really are on the inside. And I like what Isaiah said, woe is me. So in other words, warning is me. I am ruined. Ain't nobody had to tell him that. He saw for his own self that he was ruined. Because I am a man of unclean lips. I'm not living righteous, and I'm not living holy. And I'm living among a peoples that is unclean. So once we live among the peoples, what we want to do most of the time, we want to please folks and live the way other folks live. When you try to live righteous and holy, people do have a problem with you trying to live righteous and holy. When you want to change, people got a problem with you trying to change.
And that's when all hell comes against you.
Come on now.
You know, just because you're living a righteous life doesn't mean that you're not going to go through any trials or tribulation.
Yes, you will.
That's when trials and tribulation hit us the most is because we're trying to live righteous. Yes. Because the devil got to prove to God, I bet you I will make them curse you.
Come on now.
Because they're trying to live right.
Yeah.
They will doubt they're living righteous for you.
Mm.
He makes it hard for us to try and live that righteous life.
Mm. See, here's what Isaiah is really trying to tell us, is that being aware of God's righteousness and standing revealed our own sins. Upon acknowledging his unrighteousness, he seek the covering from God's judgment. So we got to understand that sin brings about death. And death going to bring us the judgment. And that death, I'm not talking about no spiritual, physical death. I'm talking about a spiritual death. When you are separated from the love of God. So now, this awareness that we come to, and this understanding of our own sin, so now we need to know that we need to repent and get it right. You need to repent and get it right.
Amen.
You ain't got to go before no priest. You ain't got to go before nobody else. All you got to do right now, somebody right now need to just fall on their knees and repent and say, Lord, forgive me for what I have done. Come into my heart, Lord. And be my savior. See, this is what we need. So that now I'm aware, but you got a lot of people that are aware of their sin, but yet they continue to sin. They continue to do what they want to do. So now don't tell me that you can't change. You can change if you really want to
change. Amen.
And I know somebody want to change right now. Don't worry about what your friends or your family going to say. Make the change in your life. Come up before the judgment and the wrath of God. Don't be up under the sentence of death and you are separated from the love of God.
The Lord say, come as you are.
Come.
Come as you are.
Come as you are. Don't worry about what they're going to say. Don't worry about if they laugh. And I know this, Pastor, you can attest to this. And every time we do an altar call, we have to stand there for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. But once we get one person to move, this one to move, then the whole church will come up. It should be such an urgency that you don't need to wait on nobody, but you need to run to the altar.
For yourself.
For yourself. Don't worry about whether somebody else is going to give up. Don't worry about what the next person is going to do. But you run to the altar because your life is at stake. You run and say, Lord, forgive me. You need to be running and giving up and submitting to the ways of God right now. That's step number two. And when we see ourselves. And step number three, what Isaiah said in 6 and 7, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this he has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away. Your sins are forgiven. We are being found cleansed through the word of God. Come on, somebody.
Mm, the word will wash you.
He will wash you.
It will cleanse you. It will purge you of your sins.
You.
Mm. But we just got to be willing to just come.
Just come.
As we are. God loves us for who we are. Yes. He knows our condition.
Yes, yes.
The shape that we're in.
Yes.
Bent over.
Yes.
But if we just come as just we come. Are, just admit that we got a problem.
Yes.
Then God will say, here, daughter.
Yes.
Here, my son.
Yes.
Come.
Yes.
And I will wash you.
Yes, yes. So we need to understand that Isaiah found the solution to what we need to do. And the grievous sin by accepting God's gracious offer of forgiveness. That is the solution. That is what we need to understand. That if we accept the gracious offer of God's forgiveness. Oh, my God.
Amen. And let's talk about the last one, which is the commission to God's servants.
We got 1 minute, Pastor, so we're going to have to pick this up next week because we get in this right here, we ain't going to have time. But we just want to, because this ain't getting too good right here.
It gets good. Yes. The Word of God gets good.
The Word of God. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker and Pastor Betty Whitaker, the True Word of God. You can reach us at 772-777-4431. We located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 349-984. Come visit us Sunday morning at 11:30 for the True Word of God. I said and always be, it is the Word of God that we still live by. And remember, God love you. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.